You got a couple cracks there.
I know. What up, peeps?
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my husband and handsome co-host, Chad.
That's right. Oh, I can't say my own name?
Wait.
I can't. You all right?
That's what I get.
You all right there?
I went down the wrong side.
The wrong side.
Chad.
Chad.
Chad. Let
that
boy Chad.
That's so cute. You don't ever say just Chad. It's just so cute.
I know. I normally say babe.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird when you call me Gabrielle.
Okay, Gabrielle. It doesn't feel weird when I say Gabrielle, though.
Not saying it, but like if you were to call me and say Gabrielle, that's weird.
I'd be calling her by her government name when I'm like, when she's in trouble. I'm like, Gabrielle. I say it with like a deep voice.
Well, I was about to say, why did your voice have to get so deep?
Because you got to get deep, like, Gabrielle.
Bruh.
Got to adjust this lighting, y'all. You see how it just got super weird?
My baby's extra bright.
Yeah, it got.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Because that mug was like high beams. And yes. I don't even feel like we're in focus right now. Like, what is happening? Here we go.
So interesting. All right. The joys of filming as an interracial couple.
Light is always on, babe.
The light is the funny because, like, literally.
All the time.
I mean, yeah, it's just like.
You got to do all the things to make sure that you can see me.
You have to make sure that Gabrielle is lit up right. And then most of the time, that means that I'm lit up too much. And then when we get it, it's just the fun. We've mastered it over. It's taken us 9 years to get it.
It's taken us a long time.
But,
Dang, this mug's so loud. I need to keep this mug undone.
That's hilarious, y'all. So.
Sheesh. So, how y'all doing?
Yeah, how y'all
what
doing?
What is going on? Hopefully, you're having a good day. Yes. When you're listening to this, whenever that is, have you voted yet? We have not.
We were going to try to go today. I don't know if that will happen.
If not today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah,
is
yeah.
The plan.
Because we also have to go up to. We have to go take care of something. So after we get done with this, we'll probably go take care of that, and then it'll be time to get baby girl.
Yeah, I just don't know if we'll have time in between. We definitely won't. It's already 4 o'clock.
The way that these lines are working. But yeah, but we will get it done this week. We will vote this week. Mm-hmm. So let us know down in the comments if you voted, or let us know on Twitter or whatever.
Let us know how your experience was too. Like, were the lines super long? Like, I've seen some people who are like, oh, I got in and out. And then some people have been waiting for like 2 and 3 hours to vote early. So
yeah, I'm...
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's crazy times, y'all. It's crazy times, but it's important. Get out there, vote. Don't try to wait till the last minute unless you have to. Obviously, there's some times where you can't get away. You got work, you got things, responsibilities, you might not be able to get away, but
if you can,
get out there and vote.
Definitely do so.
Early. It's important. It's crazy important.
Let's see what else has happened. Oh, you guys. Oh, you want a cue to music?
Yeah, I
want to. Let's cue the music.
Let's cue the music. Here we go.
All right. Where did that come from? All right.
Who knows?
It's always all these like sayings in my head.
You just pick up and you have no idea where they came from. You really don't, though.
Like, what? What was that? Yeah, I have no idea.
What you gonna say?
So I was going to say that, you guys, I'm super excited to announce that I created an OnlyFans page.
No, she didn't. You couldn't even say it with a straight face.
Let me tell you about this. So I'm watching YouTube yesterday, and I was watching Patricia Bright. She did a video talking about, just OnlyFans and all of that stuff. And I was like, I need to be on OnlyFans. And the funniest thing was Babe's reaction. He was just like, you don't need no OnlyFans. I was like, but why not? You legit was getting heated. It was the funniest thing. He was like, no. I'm putting my foot down.
No.
I'm so sorry. I was like, babe, it's people making money showing anything. Like, I'm not talking about showing myself, but I saw somebody on Facebook. Wait, what's the social media site? On YouTube. She was taking pictures of house plants on the OnlyFans, making thousands of dollars a month. I'm like, we're leaving money on the table, shawty. We need our OnlyFans. What can I take pictures of? Y'all want to see my feet? What do y'all want to see? And no. He was like, no, we're not going to have your feet out there for somebody to be fetishing over.
No, we're not doing all that. We're just not doing all that.
Like, do y'all have OnlyFans?
Yeah, do you have
OnlyFans? Y'all follow anybody on OnlyFans? And if you do, what is it that they are posting? Clearly, we're not talking about the X-rated thing.
Yeah, not talking
we're
about
that. Definitely X-rated. Not doing that over here.
Yeah, you give us like something that actually makes sense.
Right. I'm we just can like, consider well, what are but people posting? Then I couldn't even find the app on the App Store. I was legit about to set up an account.
And I said that's because her iPad was saved and Jesus was in the circuit board.
It just was not letting me find it. So then I Googled and I found it. But I didn't create it because babe was, he was literally like, don't set it up. Just don't. Like, yeah, don't exactly. do it. I'm no. like, bro, why you can't just let me explore?
We need a plan of attack. If that's going to happen, no. For one.
I need to get on there and check it out. I've never even been on the site, so I need to see what's happening there.
For one, no, you don't need another website that you can be, another app that you can be on. No. And then, but also, yeah, we just don't need another social media site to try to manage.
All the social media sites. We can't even manage the ones that we have because we have so many.
Exactly.
There's so many accounts.
But yeah, you trying to add another one onto your
plate. Hey, if it's going to make me some more money, I'm trying to add another stream of income. Give me all of the streams. I need like 50 of them. I don't need 50 of them. But hey, I'm like, are we leaving money on the table?
It's still a stream income that takes that you to be involved.
I mean, true. But if I'm just posting a picture, something that I'm probably taking anyway. Then
you ain't taking pictures of houseplants. I don't know what pictures you taking.
I don't know the houseplants would be my strategy. We don't have any houseplants, okay?
We got one.
Also, we do have, I don't know what I was trying to say there, but we do have one houseplant. It's a fake one. It was gifted to me. My stepdad gave it to me for my birthday. But I actually want some real ones.
We put it in the corner.
In the living room.
And it looked really nice.
And it's so cute.
It's cute there. Yeah, so we're probably going to get some more.
As a beginner plant owner, let us know. We have anybody out there with like green thumbs? Here's the thing with me and plants. I cannot keep them alive. I have tried.
I bet you there's an OnlyFans site with people with green thumbs.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to create an OnlyFans. I'm about to get these house plants popping. I don't even know how OnlyFans works.
Oh,
literally,
my goodness.
I don't know what type of content. Well, I can think of what type of content is probably doing the best, but I'm not signing up for that. So what can I do
exactly
on OnlyFans to get a couple thousand? You know what I'm saying? Folks is out here making $2,000, $10,000 a month, posting whatever. Lord knows. Look at Matt's face. He's getting ready.
No. What are you talking about?
So against it.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Goodness. Because we don't need another social account to manage.
But you don't even have to. You don't even
No, I do, though. I have to be in, because then I have to pull you away from that to be able to get you to do the other things that I need you to do inside the business, okay? Like, she's the CEO, but.
I am the most.
She's the CEO, but
you're the COO.
I'm the COO that like.
Okay, but when you think about it, how much work is the CEO actually doing? When you think about it.
Well, in this business.
High level operations is what the CEO takes care
of. Well, then I'm going to have you voted out. The board and I are going to convene. We're going to vote you out as CEO. We'll leave you on the board of trustees, okay? I will be the CEO or COO.
No, I can't. I think you should just be the COO. You're the one. I feel like the COO is the one that gets the things done. I mean, the VP of Gay Babe TV, okay?
I'm
You're
the CEO
the VP.
And president.
Of the company. You know what? You can be the president. That's fine. I'll be the CEO, the creative director, the face of the brand. I'll be that.
Okay. But I'm going to need you to come more into the creative directing. This is why we don't need another social account to manage.
That is hilarious. Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But anyways, with that being said, we're going to go into our first sponsor, which is not OnlyFans.
Hey, if y'all listening, though, he and his sister.
No,
so against
I've blocked all of them.
He is so against it.
I blocked all of the emails.
He was giving me that look like, I know you playing, but just in case you playing, absolutely not. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't get that look very often. Mm-mm. It was quite hilarious.
Sometimes you got to put the foot down, okay?
He actually said, he's like, I am putting my foot
down. I'm like, here's the thing. No. I trust what Gabriel's going to do. What I don't trust is it not being another time suck.
Oh, well, that's true.
That everything we don't need right now.
You know, okay, let's talk about this, and then I have something to say about time. So don't let me forget.
All right. Okay, so something that actually is making us money. Let's talk about our first sponsor, NoteCube. So NoteCube is the new and thoughtful way to show someone special how much you love and appreciate them. It's a beautifully packaged box full of bespoke, customized messages based on all their amazing qualities, and you can even add photos. So a few things about NoteCube. It's a perfect, thoughtful, unexpected gift. So you're probably like, what the heck is in NoteCube? Well, it's a whole box full of customized messages and photos from you to someone special, all beautifully packaged. Mm. It's perfect gift for Mother's Day, Father's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, Valentine's Day, I mean, and et cetera. You click on their amazing qualities and personalized notes are generated for you to then edit and add photos. So it's really cool.
That's cool.
It comes in an engraved wooden box option. Well, there's an engraved wooden box option.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes a few minutes. You can search just NoteCube, you know, in your search engine of choice. It's a family business. Founders are actually a brother and sister. So that's really cool.
That's cool.
So for all of the Let's Make Out podcast listeners and viewers, you can actually get 20% off when using the code LMO. Free delivery worldwide. Shop online at thenotecube.com. Easy to create and last a lifetime. So check them out. Link below in the description and also in our show notes. Check out NoteCube.
Check them out.
Yes.
So, okay, what I was going to say about time, I have been listening to The Big Leap. And shout out to Kevin Melissa from The Love Hour, because mm-hmm. they did like a whole series on The Big Leap. They actually talked to the author and everything. And it is a phenomenal book. It is really, really good. So I've been listening to it. And today I was listening to the part where he was talking about Einstein time and how to Gay Hendrix is his name. I wanted to get the author for you. But Einstein time and how we fall so victim to mm-hmm. time. When in all actuality, we control the time. Like, as opposed to being a victim of it, oh, I don't have time. There's never any time. Time, time, time. It's like, no, I get to make time for the things that are important to me. And he's saying when you make that shift, like, you essentially can go about life feeling less rushed and feeling, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you're not on this time crunch because there's not this, you know, thing outside of you that's creating the time. Like, it's the time that you take to do, it's within you, within you, you know? Yeah. So it's
true.
Like, he was talking about how if you think about conversations and just your daily life, how many times do you hear people say, oh, I don't have time to do this, or I wish I could do this, and I don't have time for that, and I don't have time for that. And it's like we pride ourselves on this time thing, or, mm-hmm. and it's like, but you do. Like, you make time for the things that you want
True.
To. So then he said, and this example really hit me. He was talking about how you're working, and your child comes in and wants you to play a game. And you may say, I don't have time. You know, I don't have time. I got to finish this work or whatever. So he's like, a lot of times we use that as an excuse for something we really just don't want to do. Like, we use time as the excuse. But if your child came in with a cut and needed a Band-Aid, you would not say, I don't have time because I have to finish this work. The time is there. It's about whether you want to do whatever it is
True,
in that
sense.
Time. Like, it's just really good. It's a really good book. I'm almost finished with it. It's really good. And you should totally listen to his interview on The Love Hour.
Yeah, I'm going to start listening to it. I downloaded it as well. So
yeah, it's so good. It was just interesting just thinking about that. Like, just all the things that we, you know, with time. I was also watching a YouTube video last night about and you were watching it with me, how we need to just stop being so productive. Like, like, not saying don't you know, don't get the things done because you get the things done. But instead of trying to cram so much into your days, like, why don't you just realistically take time to get things done however long it takes you? So say you have a project and it's going to take you 5 hours. Like, why don't you spread that 5 hours? Maybe add an extra hour, a sixth hour, so you don't feel cramped. And, you know, maybe you take 2 hours a day to work on that thing instead of trying to, like, have 15 things on your list. You're trying to get to all 15 things. So you're like half-assing all the things because you're just rushing to get from one thing to the next.
Just to check it off. So,
yeah. And so, it's like,
so is it quality over quantity?
It's quality over quantity. So, like, you want quality, like, over quantity. Take more time to do the things. And maybe you only end up getting 3 things done that day, but they were quality things because you went through them not rushed. Like, that was your plan. You know what I'm saying? And even, like, when it comes to rest time or time off or TV time, whatever your guilty pleasure is, like, scheduling that out. Like, this is what it's gonna be, so you can spend it uninterrupted. You don't feel guilty about it. Like, because we create our schedules. We create, like, it's a little difficult, you know, if you're working 9 to 5 and there are certain things you have to do, certain tasks you have to do. But a lot of times, even in our free time, we have so much on our plate that we just, there is no time for rest. There is no time to just have a creative thought or a moment to yourself or to meditate or to do your devotional or whatever it is, because it's like we're so used to going from one thing to the next, one thing to the next. It's like, how many freaking things can we do? I ask myself that all the time. It's like, literally, the to-do list will never end.
No, the to-do list will never end.
Like, so you have to purposely stop it. Like, you're the one that's in control. Like, nobody is hanging this time over your head. Like, literally, we are in control of our time and how we spend it.
Yeah, true.
So that was a whole tangent.
No, that's great.
It's really good when you, I guess, just reframing our minds about certain things. There's so many things that we could stand to just refresh and reframe way we think about, like.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's true. I mean, it's just you get so caught up in just trying to get things done. It's almost like you feel like if you get it done, then you'll be done. Like, but that's not the case. Like, you're done with that one thing.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe if you rush through it, maybe you're not done with that one thing. Maybe you've got to redo some stuff now because you rushed through it. Right. You know, let's turn your light up, sweetie.
Oh.
Because you see, this is how I got to take care of my wife. I can make sure that she is.
It got dark.
Beautiful. Her beautiful, bright face is highly visible for y'all.
Thank you.
But no, I think that's great. I mean, and that, I think that, you know, if you guys have been following, like, our vlog, Gay Babe TV, if you never watched, you should go check it out.
Go check it out.
But, you know, all the peeps that have come over from the vlog and have been watching for years, you probably have seen my struggle finding the right kind of, like, planner, looking for planners and notebooks, and also even talking about wanting to create my own planner. Your boy has created his planner.
He did.
I have a whole planner.
So excited about it.
Created it. I have multiple versions. I have dated, undated, male, female.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's complete. I actually am using mine.
I'm still waiting on mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna get her printed one so she can start using it. It's not the final one, but I have a couple
like samples.
Samples that I had created. Let us know if y'all interested in the plan. I'm not gonna tell you the name yet. But it's dope. I'm so excited about it.
So proud of you too, babe, because literally baby's been talking. Okay. Babe is a notebook planner junkie. Legit, he cannot go to the store without buying one, and he will use it for a week or two, and then he's over it. Like, because they don't have what he wants, or it's just not laid out the way he wants it to be. So he's like, okay, I'm actually really gonna do it. And you legit did it. Like,
we in the hotel.
Yeah, like in the hotel, like all the things. So I was like, okay, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of him. Proud of him. So
exciting. So be on the lookout for that. But I think the reason I bring that up is because my whole thought process in that was there's 3 big missions per day. That you should focus on getting done, because realistically, that's how much you're probably going to get done, especially if you have kids, especially if you've got, you know, responsibilities. Even if you're single, getting three items, important items done a day, you should be pretty happy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that, but it has, you know, so, but there's place for more, but I think that that's where it makes you think about what are my three objectives for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. What are the priorities? You know,
what are my three priorities for tomorrow?
Sure, I can fill up a list.
Yeah, and you can fill up the rest of the list, but the thing is that you get those three checked off and you're done, then you can, mentally, you can tell yourself, you know what? I'm successful today. Mm-hmm. I did it.
Yeah, if you get more done, great.
Yeah.
But it's not a necessity, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that that's, so I'm excited, but that, but I think that tied really well into, you know, kind of what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I gotta listen to that book, and you probably should check it out as well if you've not.
Yeah, it's really good. So okay, we haven't done a question. You want to do a question, or we got another sponsor?
All right, we're gonna jump into our second sponsor real quick, and then we'll jump into a question. So this is actually Thrive Market. We've talked to you about them before. So Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. You can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order. Thrive Market has the best selection of high-quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. Buy thousands of wholesome food, home, and beauty products curated just for members. You can find everything you need, organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, and non-toxic home, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. And their products are ethically sourced. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70-plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. Skip the store, you know, end the lines using Thrive Market. It's a good Thrive Market is good for you and the planet. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. When you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. In addition to membership matching, Thrive Market has raised over $1 million to date through their COVID-19 relief fund. So you can go to thrivemarket.com/LMO, join today, and you'll get a free gift of your choosing up to $24 in value. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/LMO to start your risk-free membership and get a free gift today. thrivemarket.com/LMO. So check them out.
Check them out.
Check them out.
Check them out. Check them out.
Okay. So question time.
Question time. And I promise you next week we're going to have the rest of the books. I don't know where they are because we...
No clue.
We kind of took a break on unpacking. I feel like I haven't unpacked a box
in a week. A couple days ago, I did a lot of unpacking.
You did.
Sunday, I think it was.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have, on the other hand, done nothing. So...
You did a lot. You did the kitchen. But she did most of the kitchen.
Like, yeah, I need to get it together.
So we're getting there.
It wore me out. Okay.
But you don't look worn out.
Thanks, Boo. Okay, give me a number. Give me a number.
106. In Park.
In Park?
Yes.
Who's your favorite 106 in Park host?
Terrence.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought just, I mean, I liked, what was it, Sway?
I don't even remember what homeboy's name was.
Sway.
I was going to say Free. Free was my favorite.
Free? Yeah, Sway. I think it was Sway and Free. The Sway was the dude with the long.
Yeah, with the locks,
or was
right?
It AJ and Free?
AJ and Free. Sway is in.
Oh, sorry, yeah, AJ.
AJ and Free.
AJ, yeah. I liked. And I like, Free. I know AJ and Free were like dope. They had a great chemistry.
Yeah.
But I liked Terrence.
yeah.
Roxy was like straight, but.
She wasn't.
But Terrence, I thought that, I thought Terrence was good.
Yeah.
But I like him as an actor. I like the stuff he does. I think
I remember 106 in Park. Do y'all remember Video Soap? That with Donnie Simpson? I used to watch that all the time. Literally. But I would like record and oh my goodness.
But let's talk about do you remember 106 Park when they actually played the full video?
Man, them last few years, they was literally playing like 30 seconds.
They played 30. Like, they'd be like, we're going to get into number three. And like you just get into it 30 seconds in and back to freaking Bow Wow. Like, okay.
I remember that. It was like, why did y'all stop doing it? The whole point was to show the videos, and then they just kind of took got that bad. Away. It got bad. And it was just a wrap. Do they even play music videos anymore?
But then they used to do Freestyle Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like that. That's Freestyle when it was good, Fridays, man. Freestyle dope. Fridays was dope. I mean, 106 and Park, they really ruined that entire type of show when they decided to change it up. Like,
but I wonder if that was like maybe they're going, I don't know if ratings can tell you this, but there had to be a reason why they made that shift. Like, maybe they just felt like the, you know, people's attention wasn't lasting as long, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so at least play like 2 minutes of the video or something. Like, they would pay literally like 30 seconds.
Do people make videos like that anymore? Yeah, like, literally. Well, you know what they do. I know that they do, because every time my mama come over here, she got somebody's new video that she wants to show us on.
Justin Bieber just dropped two new videos.
Not Venmo. What is it called? I sound like somebody's Vimeo. Old mama, huh?
You talking about Vivo? No. No, what are you talking about?
Where the videos are at.
Vivo.
Yeah. My mom always has a video she wants to show us on Vivo.
Yeah.
somebody else's music video.
Because Justin Bieber just dropped for his 2 new singles. He did. Dropped, both of them have
I just don't watch them. Videos. Do you guys watch music videos these days? Like,
yeah, I definitely don't watch them like I used to. When I first got my iPod Nano. No, not Nano. Yeah, was it the iPod?
The small one?
No.
The classic one that had the video capability.
Yes, I had the iPod. I had like a 200 gig iPod, you know, like the original one. Yeah. And then I got that touchscreen, the first iPod touchscreen one. And I used to get all the music videos. Yeah. I would buy the music videos over the song because, you know,
just something to watch.
Yeah, just something to watch.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
It's crazy because that, I mean, think about it, man. That was...
Probably people that are like, probably nobody that's watching this right now, but that are like, what are iPods?
There could be a few.
That's crazy, right?
iPods.
Man, I loved my iPod. My first touch iPod was the one you sent me. It was like a gift when you were overseas. Right. You bought it for me. I was like, I was so excited.
Got you your first iPhone and your first iPod?
I was not an Apple person until... I think it was like right before we got married. It was in 2011 because I held on to that BlackBerry tight.
Yeah,
I did not want to get rid of my BlackBerry. I was so anti-Apple. And now, look, we have Apple everything.
Everything. It's the funniest thing ever.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so 106.
Okay, 106. Sorry.
That was a tangent.
All the tangents today.
Just do that one. You'll do that one.
Oh, okay. What is your favorite? We're going to do a red box. So... This is like a rapid.
Y'all remember Redbox? No, I'm just saying. We're not going to go there. I'm just saying.
No, they still have Redbox.
Do they really have Redbox?
I think they do.
I used to. My,
why do we sound so out of touch? I feel like they do have Redbox.
I feel like
still.
I used
did
to.
Did Redbox become an app? I think it
I
is an
know.
App.
I you, feel like I used to not take those movies back. Not because I didn't want to, but I would just forget.
Nobody did. Were you taking your Redbox movies back? I feel like by the end of the time you took
it, 25 days later, you own it anyway.
You should have just bought it anyway. So it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, so I used to own a lot of movies from Redbox.
Do y'all remember, okay, last one, but do y'all remember, and they may still do this now, when Netflix had DVDs that they would send you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I would be waiting for my Netflix movies to come. That is so, it's just so crazy how life has evolved, how like things change and improve. That's crazy. And
you remember Blockbuster Video?
Blockbuster Video.
Oh man, I'm going to Blockbuster Video on a Friday night or a Saturday. Like,
it was like the thing to do.
Oh my, and you get there and you're just hoping that the new movie that came out was there.
I remember that. You'd be like, move the cover. Look into my cover. Like, or you would look like, oh man. They all gone. Because it would only be so many copies.
But then you go to the counter and ask, like, did somebody
return it?
Did somebody turn it in?
Oh, my goodness. I remember that.
I'm telling you, man.
I would be like, we've even, like, gone and, like, waited a little bit. Like, we'll just wait around and walk around.
No, exactly, man. Oh.
Do you remember the Blockbuster music store? Do you guys remember that music store?
Yeah.
It was on Lafayette Road. And you could go and they would have, like, the top 10 albums and you could listen to them in the headphones. Do you remember that store?
I think so.
Did y'all have a Blockbuster music? So. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I used to go to the music store. In the mall.
The one that was at Circle Center?
The one that used to be at every mall.
Oh, what was it?
You know
called?
What I'm talking about.
I can't think of what it was called, but I know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's in, it used to be in every single mall.
Yep, I used to go and listen to the new releases. Like, I would go from station to station and, like, listen to it in the headphones. Man.
It's crazy.
Those were some fun times.
Those were.
I've been thinking, like, do the kids now... What are the things that they have that they can be like, yeah, y'all remember that app? I mean, like, what are they going to talk about?
For them, like, y'all remember DVDs?
Maybe, yeah. Because
I feel like DVDs are phasing out.
Yeah, they are phasing out.
You know what
out.
I mean? Like, you know, they still have them at, like, you go into Best Buy, they still got them, but there's, like, this, the selection seems to be, like, getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because
I just wonder, though, like, what else, though? I feel like there's... So in our lifetime,
CDs?
We're almost 40, so we've seen a lot of things come into, you know what I'm saying? I remember when there was dial-up, then internet. I remember when it wasn't no internet, you know what I'm saying? That's like, crazy. All the things, I remember when Facebook was for college students only, like, all the things that we've seen, like, progress it's and nuts, change, man. And I just wonder what the young generation, like, what, you know, what will Chad Jr. say? Oh, yeah, you remember...
I feel
you missed
like
all the things.
I mean, like, it's crazy, man.
What?
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Okay, so what is your favorite aerobic activity?
Favorite aerobic activity?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I mean, I would if I had to pick, probably swimming.
Mm.
I don't get to do it as much, but
swimming it, over biking, over riding, yeah.
Yeah, because the peace that you get when you're swimming, man.
You always talk about
that. Oh, man. It's like, it's literally like you in the water.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I can't explain it.
Hmm.
I mean, I can't explain it, but it's like peaceful.
Yeah.
When you get in a groove, you get your breathing under control.
I really wanted to be a swimmer, a person that swims for like, you know, relaxation or whatever.
Yeah. And it's so good on your body, too, like, because it's easy on your joints. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, swimming probably. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, biking's close second because it's the freedom of getting out and riding.
Yeah. What is my favorite aerobic activity?
Sex.
No. That's yours.
Oh, yeah, it's probably.
I don't know. Honestly, like, it used to be running way back in the day.
Yeah.
But I don't run like I used to. I enjoy incline walking, honestly. Incline walking and stair stepper. Those are...
You do.
I really do enjoy those. Those are like my favorites these days.
Yeah.
But
that's
like
fun.
Today we did a cardio, like a Beachbody cardio workout, and I was like, ooh, my cardio was struggling. Like, because I don't do a ton of... I used to do all cardio. Like... 80% cardio.
Yeah.
But now I literally do like 10 to 20%. So I was like, whoo, struggling to get through that workout.
My cardio is a little bit better than I thought it was. I did the workout with her.
Yeah, you did really good. Yeah.
And, but yeah, cardio is one of those things, man. You don't do it for a month.
Yeah.
It'd be rough.
You can definitely notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your favorite Broadway or movie musical?
I'm going to say
Chicago.
I'm going to say Carmen.
Carmen with Beyonce?
No.
I'm gonna say, really?
No, I'm just playing.
That was so random.
What's the original one?
Carmen Jones.
Carmen Jones.
You're so
I'm gonna say Carmen Jones.
Jones is one of my favorite movies. He's never even seen
I've
it.
I've not seen it. We got it downstairs, though.
We do have the DVD.
I'm gonna say Chicago because I've only seen, well, no, Hamilton. I would say Hamilton.
Really?
Chicago or Hamilton?
Hmm.
Chicago was very special because that was our first one we went to together.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only seen Chicago, Book of Mormon, and Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And Book of Mormon's not going to be up the top.
No.
It's going to be three out of those three.
Yeah.
So I would say Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Yeah. Just because it had a hip-hop, you know, the hip-hop.
Yeah, it was good. I really need to watch that. Chad Jr. was asking me about that the other day, so we need to watch it because I think it's on Disney Plus.
It is.
We need to sit down and watch it because he was asking me about it.
He would love it because Chad loves music.
I feel like I fell asleep. I feel like I dozed off in Hamilton. There was a part where I dozed off when we
went to a later show too.
Yeah, and I was also pregnant, so
exactly. So there were some factors.
Some things I missed, like.
But it was dope though. It was really good. But yeah, so I had Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That was okay, that's going to be a question. What's your favorite anniversary celebration of ours?
Favorite anniversary celebration?
We went to see Hamilton. It was our anniversary weekend.
That was probably one of our favorites.
I might say that I feel like that was, well,
Chicago was dope.
Chicago and Aruba.
Yeah, I mean, Aruba is number one.
Completely different types of vacations, but like
just us, celebrating anniversary together was absolutely our Chicago trip where we did Hamilton and then we did Coldplay.
Yes, Coldplay at Soldier Field. What I tell you, that was the best concert. I don't think I can
talk
about it to this day. Like, we need another Coldplay concert.
I don't know if I can describe a concert that was better.
I mean, the energy
was
amazing. And that was my first helicopter ride. We rode a helicopter around Chicago. Oh, yes. We did everything.
I arranged the helicopter ride, surprised her with that.
Yep, we had a great dinner at some popular Chicago restaurant where you're like,
we had some fire sushi at that one spot before we went to Hamilton.
That weekend was just the bomb.
Yeah, that weekend was the bomb.
So much fun.
Yeah, so I would say this is probably our best anniversary week, like, together.
I don't know. There's so many different ones because during our first anniversary, we went to New York.
Oh, it's true.
And we had a really good time there, too. But you were pregnant. I was pregnant in both of those trips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still feel like Chicago was
We have about 100 more years of anniversaries to make more memories.
Okay. Okay, so what's your favorite type of music?
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
I'm going to say polka. Probably polka.
Polka.
Yeah.
I think my favorite type of... What's my favorite type of music?
Your favorite type of music is neo-soul.
He hates riding with me because I love the Heart and Soul station on Sirius XM. Hashtag not sponsored. But it is my favorite station.
Them jokes, though. They were like, man, your new album is slapping, man. It's slapping.
It's like, is that supposed to be a joke?
They'd be like, your new album is slapping.
He gets a kick out of it.
On to the next here on Heart and Soul.
I love Heart and Soul.
Oh my God, I can't stand it.
I love it.
Literally, it would put me to sleep. It's dangerous to listen to Heart and Soul and drive at the same time.
I love it. What's your favorite sports tradition?
I mean, sports tradition? Saturday Alabama game. But tradition that I want... I mean, tradition for me... It's like something that you do, like, you know, every year. You know, something like, so my tradition, I want to start with Chad Jr. I always love to go to an Alabama game every year.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Go to Bryant Denny Stadium every year to watch a game. Doesn't matter what game necessarily, just go to a game. I would love to start that with Chad Jr.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That, to me, that sounds like a tradition.
A tradition, yeah. Playground equipment. I don't have a sports tradition.
It was always it was always that big round thing
that you spin on.
Well, that was dope, but the big round thing that you climbed on.
Oh, it looked like
it's like a
with
half
all
circle.
The holes in it. Really?
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, I liked it. What was the thing? Was it not a merry-go-round?
I know what you're talking about. You get on top,
like a merry-go-round,
and somebody runs around and keeps it going.
I loved that.
Whatever
thing.
That thing
and
was.
The monkey bars.
Yeah, monkey
I really
bars
liked
are
the
fun.
Monkey bars too. Favorite type of dancing?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think you dance
like synchronized, that. You know, because like when I get us our routines going, when I get our routines going, and I teach the whole family the routines, and we get going.
We have always talked about taking dance.
We want to take some dance lessons together,
like you know, salsa and like tango, and you know, just like ballroom dancing.
That would be a lot of fun. So we want to do that.
Be fun.
Yeah, so we'll probably do that. But right now is when she twerks.
I can't stand. I cannot deal with you. What is your favorite outdoor activity?
Triathlons.
Of course it is. I don't have a favorite outdoor activity. Walking to the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting me out of the heat. Yeah, I'm not a fan of being out in the heat. No, I love it.
Yeah.
I have to be like on vacation or something.
Yeah, I like being out. I mean, I like, if we're going to be out in the heat, I like to be like, with a tank top and some shorts or...
Maybe it's no at the shirt. Pool is my favorite or the beach. That's my favorite. Relaxing,
yeah. If we can relax, I think that's when you love it.
Yeah. Favorite arcade game?
Probably Mortal Kombat.
Video or computer game?
Halo.
I've never played Halo. Do I have a favorite computer game?
Mm.
I used to love Solitaire. I did. And there was like this different one, like Spider Solitaire. It was a Spider Solitaire. I really liked
I used to love the original computer, Carmen Sandiego.
I don't remember.
And that. Oregon Trail.
Oh, Oregon Trail, I remember now. But
Carmen San Diego was at the same time that Oregon Trail was.
Like, really?
It used to be on some computers at school. Yeah.
Type of exercise. Weight training.
Sex. I mean, you can get a workout. You can burn some calories. Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably weight training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Concession stand food.
Pretzel and cheese. Unsalted
pretzel with cheese, yep. Please. Best thing ever. water sport. Motorsport. Put that back.
Water sport, probably just, I mean, probably jet skiing. Or being on a boat.
Jet skis are fun but scary.
They're fun.
They are fun. We did it. Ooh, yeah.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah. And I fell off. Did we both fall off or yeah. I just fell off? I think
you fell off and then it flipped.
It flipped.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Because babe was driving like a bat out of hell. You was going so fast.
Yeah, so much fun.
Oh my goodness. It was scary.
It was so much fun.
Amusement park ride.
I mean, the biggest, baddest roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, I like roller coasters. Whatever it is.
I feel like in my older age, though, like I'd be really scary. I'm trying to think of the last theme park that I actually went to, but.
I'm always scared of, like, the haunted houses and stuff.
Babe, you ain't no scared. I went to the haunted house with my one time, and literally he laughed at me and my friends the entire time. He did not get scared one time.
And I even picked out a person that was about to jump out.
And we was like, no, no. And then it was a mess. Like, literally, I used to love haunted houses, but I hate getting scared. Like, isn't that a weird combination? Like, I really like doing them, but it just gives me major anxiety because I hate to be scared.
Mark and I went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a few years back. And that was just fun because he didn't get scared either. So we were just...
We were just
walking through laughing at other people.
Why is that even fun if you don't get scared? That's the whole point.
Because it's just so much fun to, like... Because I love like the whole essence of people trying to scare you.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The whole setting up of everything, how much thought they put into creating these, you know, so I think it's so impressive. Plus all that stuff was backed, like they would have like one of them was about the Purge. Mm. One was about, so they were all based on
like
movies.
Different themes. Oh, okay.
So like, you know, Saw was one of them, and you would go into these. So it was really cool
the way they did it.
But I mean, but it's, so for me, it's not about, like, we went on the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
You know, and with her and her friends. And I mean, Queen Mary is supposed to be really haunted. Like, you know, it's supposed to actually be haunted.
Well,
and
we was all scared.
And I was just laughing at him. But for me, it was just like really cool. Like to be on this ship that's like a sister ship to the Titanic and it's supposed to be haunted anyways.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That was fun. I know. I remember, I think right before we were married, I went to, it's like this indie scream park. It's like just this big old open feel. I literally didn't think I was gonna make it. It was the scariest thing ever.
Oh, I want to go to it. I've never been here.
Gosh.
Never been to it.
It was and then like you finally get to the end and you think you're to the end and you're like, oh thank God. And then you hear the chainsaw rev up. And it is just like literally I can't. I don't think I would ever go to another haunted house.
We're going to any scream party tomorrow night.
We're definitely not going. favorite sport to play?
Basketball.
Yeah. I don't have one. Tennis. Used to be. But now I kind of suck at it. So it's not even fun.
You're amazing.
Sport to watch. College football. We all know that. Sheesh. I feel some kind of way because these favorites were all like sports stuff.
It was my question,
like,
though.
It was your question. Now I get my own question.
Okay. What page?
206.
206. In Park. 206 and... And what physical change do you worry about most in the next 20 years?
I don't think that I worry about...
You know, black don't crack. I mean, that's not even fair.
Yeah, I feel like in 20 years, I'll still be great. Gravy.
You're going to be great in
100
years when we're celebrating our 109th anniversary.
He's 190.
109th.
I don't feel like the math is right there.
It's close. I mean, we just celebrated 9 years, so at 100 years.
Oh, year. Okay. You're right. Okay. What? I guess you were right. Give another. Oh no, I don't need another.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Anyways, we got another sponsor.
We do. All right, so we're gonna do a Ask Gabe and Babe. So Gabrielle's actually asking her phone for one of those. So you search for that. But we got our last sponsor. So new sponsor we have never talked about. And so we want to tell you about them. So we appreciate Pair Eyewear for sponsoring this podcast, P-A-I-R. They're the first direct-to-customer, customizable children's eyewear brand, reimagining the glasses experience for kids, allowing children to quickly and easily customize the look of their glasses anytime and anywhere. So pretty cool. So when the co-founders, Nathan and Sophia, were building Pair, they spoke to over 500 families and discovered just how dissatisfied kids and parents were by the overall glasses experience. When talking to children, they made the simple observation, why do we change our clothes while our glasses remain the same every day or day after day? From this, Pair was born. Pair is the ultimate choice for parents and children looking to take care of their eyes while still looking fashionable. Pair even just realized a collaboration with Marvel featuring tons of superhero designs like Spider-Man and Captain America. And for NBA fans, they have team designs too. And for the little fashionista, their tie-dye collection is a hit. So Pair offers blue light, sunglasses, and prescription lenses and delivers their glasses to families with an engaging digital experience for just $60 per pair. Well below the $300 average price point for a pair of kids' prescription glasses. So you can actually get your first pair for $48 when you use code LMO on PairEyewear.com. That's Pair, P-A-I-R, Eyewear.com, code LMO. So, yeah, check it out, y'all. We actually have a couple pairs, and they're pretty dope. Like, mm-hmm. The quality's cool. Their technology of getting the customization on there is pretty cool.
They're cute, too. Like, we got a pair. They're cute. All right. We're going to get into the Ask Gabe and Babe of this podcast. So this person would like to remain anonymous.
What up, anonymous?
How you doing? So I have a situation that I am currently going through. I am currently a college student, and I have had this friend since high school, and we are extremely close. However, lately I have noticed that she has been acting very differently. She is only worried about herself and only calls me when something has happened to her. Also, she has been extremely toxic. It's to the point where it has been affecting my self-esteem as well as my work. Mm-hmm. I am out here trying to get this degree because the student loan debt ain't cute, LOL. Tell me about it. Truth. I am a sensitive person who doesn't like confrontation. Therefore, I am afraid to speak up and say something. She has caused a lot of pain in my life, and I just don't know what I should do. We've been friends for a long time, but I am too afraid to say anything because I feel like if I do, something bad may happen. However, I have to realize that taking care of myself is important. Also, a lot of people around me are telling me that I am overreacting and I don't know what I am talking about. This has caused me to think that what I am feeling is nothing and my sensitivity, what I am thinking is nothing and my sensitivity is what's getting in the way. It has just been hard because this has bothered me a lot and it has affected my life. She continues to be toxic, and every time I talk to her, I usually end up in tears because I am so hurt. Mm. She always tries to tell me that the God I believe in does not exist and that there is no need for me to be praying or trusting in Him. This has sadly caused me to rethink if there is even a God. Mm. I am just stuck because I am such a people pleaser. And I do not want to hurt her. Please let me know what I should do. I would love your guys' advice. God bless. Thank you for reaching out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Friendships are tricky.
I think
are tricky.
I always tell this to Gabriel, and maybe this is, you know, it's coming from somebody that doesn't have a lot of. I don't have a lot of quality, like, good, deep friendships, I would say. I just don't have a ton that have, like, lasted, you know, the test of time. Mm-hmm. I would say that I just think that, and I think that the reason is that people grow. People change. People adapt to what they need in their lives, you know, or what they're going through in their lives. Like, you know, even if somebody is miserable and they're dealing with that, they want, you know, misery loves company. They want somebody to be in that misery with them. So, you know, that you've heard a saying where you take things out on the person that's closest to you,
yeah.
Right? So, I think that this, you know, that if here's the thing, and at the end of the day, if you feel that this is toxic and it's bothering you and you're being affected in this way, you have to take care of your mental state. You have to take care of you know, you. Like, mm-hmm. your feelings matter more than hers, like, ultimately, right? Because, I mean, that's, you know, not that hers don't matter, but you have to take care of yours, you know, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you try to have conversations with her, I think that you should have conversations with her. You know, if you want this friendship to last and you want it to be a healthy friendship where it's not a give and take, you know, it's not just a take. It's mm-hmm. actually, you know, give and take, yeah. You know, where you actually both are lifting each other and helping each other grow, then you're gonna have to have that conversation where, hey, I feel like our friendship is all frail. It's not going the right direction, mm-hmm. the direction that I hope it to be in, and here's what I mean by that. And I hope you take this from a place of love and this, but these are the things that I'm seeing and things that are bothering me, and I would love to know if things I'm doing are bothering you, and, you know, try to have a conversation. Now, if it turns into toxic conversation because she's not willing to have this, you know, this conversation, well, then that might be the answers that you need. That maybe mm-hmm. maybe a break is warranted. Maybe you need to take some time, you know, to just, you know, to not have that toxic. You definitely don't need the toxic.
No,
at all.
You don't need the toxic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You definitely, I was going to say, you should allow yourself to take a break. Because if you if every time y'all finish talking, you're crying, that is not good. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. And who wants to deal with that? Like, yeah. Literally, you get to control your interactions with her.
100%.
Like, you don't have to answer the phone. You don't have to see her. You don't have to be the soundboard for her because she's going through something or another situation happened to her. It's totally okay to prioritize yourself and your sanity. Because coming from a reformed people pleaser, I am getting better.
She is.
You have to sometimes save yourself first. I would be so concerned about hurting someone else's feelings, but I didn't have that concern for my own feelings. Yeah.
So
you
sacrifice your happiness for somebody else.
Yeah, I was literally sacrificing my happiness, my everything, just to appease somebody else. And it's like, what kind of sense does that make? Honestly, yeah,
I would help talk her off of that ledge of kindness. Because
it's just like, and like, it's, here's the thing, like, as a people pleaser too, you also have to look at, like, it's not even in that moment. You may be miserable, but like, say you say yes to something and you really wanted to say no, like, what else comes with that? The days before, the anxiety, the worry, the, oh, I don't want to do it, all while you're there.
And the waste of your time.
And the
you didn't want to do
it. It's just like a waste of time and energy. And yeah. It's just like, all because
you didn't want to say no.
You didn't want to say no. Like, and her feelings may be hurt, but her feelings may not even be hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we, you know, catastrophize things in our head and we're like, yeah. Oh my gosh, they're going to hate her. They're going to da 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 da. And sometimes it doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even turn out to be that.
Yeah.
It could be an easy no where, you know, nobody is affected. So I honestly, like, and then, like, I don't want to have anybody in my life who is not supportive of my relationship with God. So that is a huge red flag. I don't know if she just does not believe the same thing that you believe.
It don't make sense.
Or whatever. But I'm not about to be yoked up with you as my bestie. And you don't believe in the God that I serve.
Or,
like, you try to tell me that he's not. Like, that's like being BFFs with the devil. Like, I don't want... You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to call your friend the devil, but literally, like...
Well, but let's think about it even deeper than that. Like, you who are you to tell me that my God's not real? Like,
right.
We can have different... Here's my thing. We can have different... in a marriage, we do think it's important to have... To believe in the same God and have similar beliefs, but understanding that we're still going to have our own versions of our beliefs because we're different people. But in a friendship, you know, you're not tied eternally.
Yeah.
There's no tie there. So there's no way that your friend should ever think that they have the right to say that, you know, well, your God's not real, you know, for any reason. Now you should be able to have discussions where they say, you know, well, I just think that, you know, and just things in your, in, you know, that you believe with God is, I don't, you know, necessarily agree.
Right.
But you should be able to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
But for you to think that you have the right
to convince me,
to tell me that I don't believe in a real God. Mm-mm. Bye. Mm-mm. We ain't got time because at the end of the day, like, who are you? Like, you're not God, for one.
Yeah.
And who are you to tell me what's inside my heart?
Yeah. I just feel like that within itself is like
such a big one.
Such a bad influence. Man. And like such an energy. She seems like an energy suck, honestly. Like, literally, she seems like an energy suck. And sometimes you just have to break away from people like that, pray for them.
Yeah.
But you cannot be everything for everybody. And it's totally okay to take a break.
And I have a... And I have
totally
a,
okay.
So okay. And I have something that I want you to try. I want you to sit back in a comfy chair or an uncomfy chair. Or stand up. Whatever
stand
you want
down.
To.
Stand down.
And I want you to think about the last time that you had a conversation with this said friend where she, instead of talking about her and her problems the whole time, asked you a simple question, how are you doing?
Mm. That's a good one.
Because I have this conversation with Gabrielle a lot.
He has, yes.
How everybody...
Everybody comes to me.
Comes to her, but never stops to say, hey... How are you doing, Gabrielle? Mm-hmm. I ask her that every single day, but a real
that's a
but
good one.
But that's something I challenge you to do. Sit back and think about the last time that this friend asked you how you were doing. Even if they just ranted about themselves, that's okay, whatever. But did they ever ask how you were doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't answer that question, then yeah, that's you need a break. You need a break because you're not getting equal. You're not getting equal. It's not an equal opportunity friendship.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely not equal. And take a break. And at some point, if you feel like it's important to have this conversation, because I don't ever, like, I'm not the type of person who will give you the advice to ghost somebody, because I feel like that's a really immature way to handle things.
Yeah.
I think that there is always a conversation to be had, whether we agree.
Unless we're talking about like fighting, abuse,
like
things that
that's
stuff.
A
yeah.
different, a completely different yeah. story. But like ending a relationship, ending a friendship, like I just, maybe that's me because I am big on closure. Mm. I just feel like a conversation needs to be had. Like I'm not just going to just cut you off and not say anything. So maybe take a break. And then when you feel strong enough, initiate having that conversation where you, but you got to go into this conversation knowing what the end game is. Do you want to better the relationship if she's willing to work on it? Or do you just feel like, you know what, this is not good for me.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I just cannot do this anymore. Like,
yeah. So you
need
got
to put you first.
You need to understand what you're willing to accept and what you want mm-hmm. at this point with all of this emotional turmoil that you've been dealing with.
Yeah. And then we also have to realize that it don't matter how long you've known this person. Just because they've been around
Preach.
For years
this
and years.
My, she's still this to me.
Time, it doesn't mean that that is the place that they have to always hold in your life.
Oh my
like
goodness.
Literally, I have had people in my life that I've been really, really close to for a season. And we just not close anymore. And it's totally okay if you've known her
man.
For 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's totally okay for her to
yes.
be exactly what she was when you needed her in high school. But as you have grown up, she can't be that no
People
more.
Always get wrapped up
in these titles.
In the titles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's something that I preach at anybody that'll listen, mm-hmm. especially Gabrielle, that like really be honest with yourself. When someone says best friend,
yeah,
right? Best friend's not a title. Best friend is a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get locked in on this title. We've known each other for years. We've been best friends forever. That doesn't necessarily mean
right.
that your relationship has grown at all.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. If your relationship has grown, you have care and love for each other, you're there for each other to the point where you can be,
mm-hmm.
that's what a friendship is.
Their support. There's encouragement. Support,
encouragement.
There's, you know.
Not, no judgment.
Mm-hmm. All of those things.
That's what a friendship is. Yes. So just because you've known each other, it does not matter one damn bit. You don't hear me cuss too often on here. Yeah. It doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't.
How you guys make each other feel. And how you support each other, and how you talk to each other, and how you respect each other. Mm-hmm. That's what friendship is. So,
that's what friendship
is.
It
seems like they're not getting that. You're not getting that in return, and you're being taken advantage of, and it has to change.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, like, we can't make the decision for you, as well as, like, other people can't tell you how you're feeling either. Don't look for other people to validate.
No.
How you feel, because as you can see, a lot of them feel like, oh, you're overreacting or whatever, but nobody can tell you.
They're not
you,
dealing with it though.
Right. Nobody can tell you how the conversations that you have with her make you feel and make you leave in tears. Like, you're not overreacting. Recognize your feeling for what it is and then do something about it. Yeah. Like, don't look for anybody else to understand it. Nobody else may understand. And that's all right. That's fine, but you're going to be happy. So. Exactly. Like, you got, at this point, you got to prioritize yourself a bit in this one. Yeah.
Life is too short.
Yeah. Just like I would tell anybody in a toxic, like, love relationship, get out. Literally, you don't have to be there.
That's and not while what love's supposed to be.
About, right. And while you're thinking about, when was the last time she asked you how you were doing in a conversation? When was the last time you left a conversation with her feeling happy? Feeling good, feeling
encouraged.
Encouraged, motivated, inspired.
Sad, like, that you were leaving the conversation because you had so much fun. When's the last time?
Yeah, if you can't think of that.
Well, then there's your answer right there. Your answer. It doesn't mean their friendship is over forever, but it does mean things need to change.
You need a break.
And you probably need to stand your ground and show her that it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
And eventually she might, if she really cares, she will ask, hey, what's wrong? What did I do something? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not connecting as much. Like, you know, what happened? That opens the door for you to be able to say. And then if she doesn't take it from there, well, then that's answering more. But if she's willing to listen and she's open to that feedback, well, then maybe she's willing to make a change.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter if she's willing to make a change, because you have to make a change for you.
Mm-hmm. So I hope that was helpful. I get it. Friendships are super tricky. It's really hard to go against what you've always known or what you've known for the longest. But... you know, you got to prioritize your feelings in this one, I feel. So, yeah.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend. Were you looking for something else?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't think of the other. I mean, only thing I come up is we're happy and we're singing and we're...
Yeah.
Give me a high five. That's all I could think of. But I was trying to think, is there another one? I don't know. I don't know.
So
that's the podcast.
So hopefully that was helpful. Yes. Keep us posted on what you do. As always, if anybody has dealt with toxic friendships, give her some advice.
Please.
Like, what do you suggest? Or how did you handle your situation? We'd love to keep the conversation going in the comments.
Keep the comments not toxic. Let's keep them
absolutely
positive and helping. And it's a place where people can help each other. That's what the goal and objective is.
Absolutely. So that's all we got for you today, Shouties.
So we appreciate y'all listening, mm-hmm. watching. And we want you to continue to keep up with us. However, might be the easiest. So you can actually go on Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod. You can go to Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube for Let's Make Out Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com, where you can leave us our, Ask Abe and Babe, the hashtag Ask Abe and Babe.
Yep.
If you just want to say hello.
Yep. You just got a podcast topic, whatever.
Whatever. Yep. We'd love to hear from you. We do read the emails. We do check them. We don't always get back, but we will answer things as we can. So we love to have that what's that word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Inventory of questions.
Inventory.
You like that?
We don't always get back, as in, like, we may not respond to the email, but we try to on the show.
Yeah, we don't always respond to the email, but getting on the show, that's the important piece to be able to give you our opinion, because they are strictly our opinion.
Yes, we are not professionals here. We just want to tell you our thoughts about things.
That's right.
So, all right, guys, we'll see you same time, same place.
That's right.